Teira Od, Pashas Yisrei, page Samach Zayin. We did not finish the paragraph yet. Anyway, the Alter Rebbe is discussing that what happened by Matan Teira. He said before Matan Teira, the Avoser Merkava. And he explained that Avraham Avinu had this unbelievable Holech and Naseh Anegba. Avraham Avinu had this tremendous level of Avos Hashem that came to his Beinonis. And he started explaining that all the creation is one word from Hashem's mouth, and compared to Hashem, it's nothing, and it's only that's the name of Hashem, and so on and so forth. Okay, so then that's what he says. Ani Hashem leishenisi, I'm Hashem, doesn't change. I mean, world doesn't affect me in any way whatsoever because the chayus in existence of the world is one word. So then he says, so why don't you have a longing to me? Why don't you have a longing to me? Okay, so he says, what stops, this is the point over here. So what stops the Hizbeininus for a person? He said, that's the concept of Mitzrayim. Right, the Mitzrayim is the body, the Nefshabam is the Mitzrayim, doesn't allow this level of Hizbeininus to come down. So he says,
it's sort of like, I didn't reveal my name to Abraham.
It's a different revelation. Shmi Avayalin Edaita. Okay, 6 lines in the end of the paragraph. Samach Zay in the first column. Vumasha, because that's what the pasuk says. Koshel Bavayni Keichi. My strength has weakened through my sins. Meaning, Shaydei Avaynis Nichshov Nislach Keich HaNefesh. Therefore, through the Avaynis, it becomes weakened, the power of the Nefesh, because again, that's makes the Mitzrayim stronger, so therefore this Beinonis doesn't work. Because your Avedis is what separates you and Hashem. It doesn't only mean Avedis, I'm sorry, it doesn't mean only Avedis. The physical body and the coarseness of the body that it eats and all that, that it's all, even if you don't sin. The fact, like it says in Chassidus, says in Kabbalah that Avraham Avinu laughed when Hashem told him he's going to have Yitzchak. So he says, as great as Avraham Avinu was, Mikomo Kem Gufi, he was still in the body. That means the mere fact that a tzaddik's in the body limits already the ability for his bainus, even if you're not sinning. He
even
says,
just. Even a Malkava?
Huh?
Even a Malkava?
Yeah. Who shenase mosach mavdo. Makes this curtain, which is made to the gvul, shemalbish as a nefesh, limits the nefesh atchemeri the limoshech acherel, that it causes it to be drawn after the body, veni yechol lalis lotzis mimeno, and that to the extent you can't even get out of it. In other words, stuck in the body, that the neshama can't function properly in this beininess of understanding and meditating into the greatness of Hashem. It's difficult because of the body. And that's what it says. He saw the affliction of our forefathers. What does that mean? The midas of Avraham, Ava v'Yira, of Avraham midas Ava and Yitzchak, the midas of Gvura and so on. Okay. So the pearl bottom line is like this: there is supposed to be this baininess of making, of meditating into the greatness of Hashem. There's a problem though. There's something called the body, which is Mitzrayim. That Mitzrayim hinders the Hizbeininus into the greatness of Hashem. So he says, Lazen nitna Teira liYisrael. That's why Teira was given to the Yidden. What was the union of Teira? Shateira nikra Eiz. Teira is called strength and might. Shanisen is Kerech v'Eiz l'nefesh u'likis. Teira is the power and the strength given to the nefesh u'likis. L'izgaber al-chumri yisaguf, to be victorious and powerful over the coarseness and mundane level of the body, and the grubkai, the coarseness of it, also to go out of its imprisonment. That's why there's an interesting Gemara Chassidus brings down. In Pogelbach Menuvelze, if this despicable thing, meaning if the Yetzer Hara comes to you, Mashchele Beis HaMedrash, schlep him to the shul, to the learning. If he's metal, you crack him. If he's stone, you melt him. In other words, Teira is given, like we said last night, Hashem Oiz Lama Yitain, Torah is the strength of Hashem. What is the strength that Hashem gives to the Yidden through Torah? To overcome the difficulties of the Nefesh HaMamas and the body. Hashem Yivarech Esamev HaSholem. And that's what, as we mentioned last night, the famous Medrash, when Hashem gave the Torah to the Yidden, and there was a commotion, thunder, and lightning, all the nations got scared. They came to Bilam, their Navi, and they said, what's going on? So he quieted them. He said, Hashem Oiz La'ama Yitain. Hashem is giving his strength to his nation. Hashem Yivarech Esamev HaSholem. Hashem is blessing his nation with peace. It's peace. Don't worry about it. It's a peaceful demonstration. But it's, what is Hashem doing? He's giving his strength. So what's the meaning Hashem is giving his strength? Why is Torah called strength? Because Torah is the strength for the Nefesh HaLikis to overcome the Nefesh HaMamas. And that's the purpose of Matan Torah. Yeah, he was a Navi. No, he didn't listen. But he was there. Ha'idei ha'Torah shenikra oiz na'asib b'sholem pirish beis sholem. It says, Hashem Yivarech Esamei Basholem. Similarly, the Rebbe writes in the Maimorim, I'm part of Bisholem. Bisholem is not only in peace, but it means Beis Sholem. There's two levels of peace. Hashem Eiz Lama Yitin, Hashem Yivarech Esamei Basholem. Basholem is Beis Sholem. He says, what is the peace? Pamay Eiz Hashem, Pamay Yishomayel, Pamay Yishomatim. What it means, it makes peace in the heavenly spheres and in the earthly spheres. The good one yesterday, last night, that there's heaven and earth, and Torah makes peace between the two. Shalom, what does it mean, peace? Hainu is kashrus, but pamayu shalmaila. Shalom not only means peace, shalom comes from the word shalom, completeness. Eise shalom, it makes not only peace, but it makes completeness in the heavenly world. And what does it mean, peace? It makes his kashrus a binding in the within the heavenly spheres, a greater binding to Hashem. It gives as much greater revelation of Alokus into the Nefesh HaLikis. So what does Torah do? It gives strength to the Nefesh HaLikis. They have a greater revelation of Elokus. If the Nefesh HaLikis has a greater revelation of Elokus, then automatically it's able better to overcome the body. And what does it mean in the in earthly world? In the power of the Nefesh HaLikis, what strength and completeness does it do down here? There shouldn't be any blockage or stoppage from the body and Nefesh HaBamis, Rakshiyokula Maskimim, that even the body and Nefesh HaBamis should agree. Umastatsin, and they want the Yichudzeh of this unity. In other words, what does it mean to give strength? That not only does the Nefesh HaLikis not fight it, but it actually transforms that it itself wants it. That the body and Nefesh HaBamis want to do mitzvahs. How? Breaking evil, transforming darkness to light. Because Torah, which is called strength, meaning it gives us the strength to overcome those things, is also called Teshia. Simply, Teshia means salvation. But what does it mean? It breaks and weakens the power of the Nefesh HaBamis. One nation becomes stronger than the next. Like Rashi says, Shezek comes and Eifel. It's like the two nations of Yaakov and Esav, yeah? What does the pasuk say? When one gets stronger, the other one's going to be weaker. When the other one gets stronger, the other one's going to be weaker. The stronger the Nefesh HaLikis gets from Torah, which is Eiz, so automatically, not only is it Eiz, the Teshia is Eiz, strength of the Nefesh HaLikis, and then automatically it becomes weakness of the Nefesh HaBamis. Because the stronger the Nefesh HaLikis is, the weaker the Nefesh HaBamis gets. But now the Alter Rebbe asks, how does that work? And Kate said, what is the strength? How is it the strength of Torah? What does Torah have in it, so to speak, that gives strength to the Nefesh HaLikis? And to weaken the body. How does Teira do it? The problem is, he said, Hale gam Teira nistabish bin yamin gashmiyim. Teira also deals with physical world. Teira deals and functions in the physical world. Truma, Mises, and so on. So the Chayra, how could Teira give the Koyach to break the body or weaken the body when Teira itself is involved in the body? It's a mitzvah dafkin a guf. He says like this. He may know that it's known though. Yes, Teira deals with the physical world. Yes, Teira deals with Gashmias. But the source of Teira. You say the Baharei Kedah Shal Yit, and its foundation in the mountains of Holy Kedusha. Merit Zal Baruch Hu Bechvei Devi Atzmi Ani Avay Lo Shenisi Yerayis V'Kudshu Brichu Kul Echad. Ani Hashem Lo Shenisi means, I am Hashem, I haven't changed. Meaning Hashem is so much above world, world does nothing to Him. Like we learned in yesterday, in the Maimon, that Elokus is so infinitely great and the whole existence of the world is one word, so therefore Hashem has nothing to do with the world. So Hashem is infinitely greater than the world. And then we say Teira and Hashem are one. So Teira basically is infinitely greater than the world. So therefore, even though Teira does come into Gashmias, but the essence of Teira is way above it. And therefore Teira can control Gashmias. To the extent that Rebbe uses to bring down this Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi, the way shows the way Teira controls the world. There's a din that a girl under 3, if she has relations with somebody, her virginity comes back. So she's still a virgin. Over 3, the second she's 3, it's not anymore. So over there, Yerushalmi says, on the Pasuk Lakel Gomer Olai, it says that what happens if a girl turned 3? And then Bezdin made a leap year. So she's not 3 yet. So Leisah Chayzis, her virginity comes back. That means even though L'chayda she's 3 and the virginity should not be there anymore, it still comes back. Why? Because Teira is Balabas over world. Yeah. Well, like you said, again, if it's true or not, I don't know, but this is the way I heard the story many times when I was a kid. Then the beauty, you know, he permitted a wife to remarry based on testimony to witness, and then the guy shows up, and then the beauty looks at him, says, the Torah says, you're dead, and the guy died. The Torah controls the world. So he says, okay, so basically, what's the Alter Rebbe explaining so far in the Maimon? A Jew before Matan Torah had to have his bein in the Sinalukus. Mitzrayim blocks it. Torah was given to unblock it, to give the strength in the neshama and the body to overcome it, not only in a way of overcoming it, that the body itself wants to do Torah mitzvahs. So he said, how could that be when Torah is involved in Gashmias? So he says, because Torah really is above Gashmias. Torah is in the essence of Hashem. Vine, Iker, ka inyin Kabbalah Satera, the union of Kabbalah Satero is Asara Dibra. The Ten Commandments, Vaidabar Alakim is called Advarim Eila Lemer. Hashem said this on Necha Hashem Alakacha. So it says, L'cheda, Milas Lemer Ein Lo Havana. I should have mentioned this last night in the class. It says, Vaidabar Alakim is called Advarim Eila Lemer. Hashem said all the things Lemer. Now, normally in Chumash, Dr. Rebbe is asking like this. When it says, Vaidabar Hashem Al Moshe Lemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe. Lemer means to repeat it to others. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe. Hashem spoke to Moshe. Lemer, to Moshe should repeat it to the Jews. When it says in the beginning of the Aser Sedibes, Vayidaber Elokim es kol advan me'ila Lemer, the Alter Rebbe is going to ask, by Matan Torah, every single neshama of every single generation, of all the Jews in all generations were present. In Pirkei Rabbi Lazar it says, Medrash it says that every single Jew, even the future converts, Kahalacha, everybody was present in Matan Torah. So now the question is, if every Jew was present in Matan Torah, what does the word Lemer mean? Lemer means to repeat it to others. Who you repeat? Everybody was there. So he says, Ein Yevshilef the Einah Kmo Kol Lemer Shibamikra. The word Lemer v'Aseres Adibur is not like any Lemer of all Chumash, which means Lemer Lezulase. To tell it over to somebody else. Masha'enk, in Aser said, Dibisi Yafshil Leforishkach. It's impossible to say that that's what the word lamer means. Atzeres adibris. Shari kol Yisrael shabu ponim bepanim dibar Hashem asher sheyesh neipray. The pasuk clearly says those that are here and those that are not here, meaning not physically alive. So what does lamer mean? So he says achpid ishul lamer ledabes kol divrei atera. He says, "Lemer ledaber" means everything that Moshe Rabbeinu was told at Har Sinai, meaning even those aspects of Torah that Hashem didn't reveal to everybody at that time, because He revealed basically the Aseres Dibros. But ki kol mikra mishnah halacha v'agadas, every chumash mishnah halacha agada, nemer l'Moshe b'Sinai. Was told already to Moshe at Sinai. That means when the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Kiva Hillel Shammai Abaye Ravu, when they say something, it was already given. So he says, Hagam she Gemara Huskir Shemis Tanoim Vamiram Shomer Alocha Zu. Lochera, why is the Gemara saying Beishamai, like he says, Beishamai Beisilu? Lochera, what do you mean Abaye said it? Moshe Rabbeinu was told at Sinai. So why does it mean Abaye said it if it was already given? Hainu dvar azu avai dvar avai zolocha. So namer l'meshe misinai. That was already told to Meshe misinai. Who revealed it into the world? It's a tana v'ameda. That was that tana and ameda that revealed that aspect. So the Rebbe explains, seemingly, there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, kol mashe talmid vasek osid l'chadish. Whatever a proper student will come up new in Torah, is going to be a chiddush. Was already given to Moshe at Sinai. Okay, that's what the statement of the Gemara. Whatever any student will come up with a new concept, it was already given. So the question is, it was already given, it's not new. And if it's new, it's not already given. So what is it? It's a paradox within itself. It contradicts itself. If it's a chiddush, what can be given already? So the answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu was told that Har Sinai all these things. Nobody knew about it. So what was the chiddush of the student? That he revealed it into the world. But it was already given to Moshe at Har Sinai. So why do you say, Beisilu says, Beishamai says, Abaye says, Rava says, whoever... Because they revealed it into the world. And if they revealed it into the world, they revealed it in the world. That's the Chiddush.
That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was surprised when he came to Rabbi Akiva's class.
Yeah, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu... But then when Rabbi Akiva said, Allah HaMeshe Messina, he realized it's true.
The Kli has to be ready.
The what?
The Kli has to be ready.
The world and the person has to be ready. Therefore, each person reveals their own... Like the Rebbe asks in many sikhs, many Yisrei sikhs, in fact, what's the accomplishment of Chassidus? You know, why was Chassidus revealed if it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai? Wasn't it revealed 2,000 years ago? Chassidus was revealed in the time of the Baal Shem Tov, when it became revealed, with Arizal, if you want to say. So the Rebbe explains, because every aspect of Torah had to be revealed when that time needed it. And because the world became dark, like what we said, Shabbat, before the illness, you don't need to create a remedy. Before COVID, you didn't need to make a vaccine for COVID or medicine because it didn't exist. Now that it exists, so now you create a vaccine. But the vaccine already existed. It's not that you created a new entity that never existed. They took pre-existing things, put it together, and created an entity.
If it existed, Moshe Rabbeinu knew about it, right?
Moshe Rabbeinu knew about it.
So how did he become surprised?
Because he knew about it in a hidden way.
In a general way.
In a general way, in a hidden way, not in the detailed way. And therefore, when Rabbi Akiva, if you take the Gemara at face value, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu is a baby. You know, he hears something he didn't know. So he gets, oh, look at this guy, he's smarter than me. And he gets upset. And then this kid asks Rabbi Akiva, how do you know this? He says, Allah HaMashim. So all of a sudden, I heard his name mentioned, he feels good. Was he a baby? No, if you take the Gemara face value, it doesn't make sense. Obviously. But the way Chassidus explains it, it means Moshe Rabbeinu got it in the general way. And then, when Rabbi Kiva revealed the plot, so Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the premise of what Rabbi Kiva said was already given to him, was already given to Moshe at Har Sinai. It's the Inyan of Torah. Moshe, the Gemara is teaching us that there's aspects of Torah that were already given but not revealed. To the extent that Moshe Rabbeinu promised he didn't know about medical things and electricity and the internet, you know, he didn't know about it.
But the basics and the general basics?
The guidelines of the halachas of it, Moshe Rabbeinu knew. What is fire, what is not fire, what it is, what is that. Like we said, what's death, what's living, you know, all these things. So, yeah, that was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. That's the uniqueness of it.
The conclusion is that if we have something, this war, because it was in the Torah, it is in Torah. Otherwise, it cannot exist.
Correct. Well, when the Medrash says, well, the Zayir says, the Medrash and the Zayir say the same thing in two different languages. The Zayir says, Istakol Beraisa Obara Alma. Hashem looked into Torah and he created the world. Meaning, the Zohar says, Hashem looked into Torah and said, oh, v'yem elokim yihyar, Hashem said, yihyar. Hashem said, yirakim, let it be heaven. He said, let it be heaven. The Medrash uses the same thing in a different language. He says, the Torah is the blueprints and the plans for the world. So how do you build a building? You look in the plans and then you build the building. So if Hashem created the world with Torah, there can't be something in the world that doesn't exist in Torah. And if Torah is Hashem's wisdom, there isn't a wisdom in the world, which comes, everything comes from Hashem, that's a given. So if everything comes from Hashem's, if with science, math, whatever, comes from Hashem's wisdom, and Hashem's wisdom is Torah, everything is in Torah. What?
Could you please repeat the explanation of why Moshe Rabbeinu felt good?
No, because what's going on over here, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the general guidelines that Rabbi Kiva was able to rule in a detail, was already what he was given at Har Sinai. It's not, Moshe Rabbeinu was, how can you have something that doesn't exist in Torah? When Rabbi Kiva said, Allah HaMeshe Metzina, Moshe Rabbeinu realized it wasn't Torah, in a general way. And then Rabbi Kiva just revealed the detail of it, brought it down in a detailed way.
When somebody goes to the engineering school, electrical,
whatever. They have a concept of what other engineering
work. They don't know the details, but they know an idea of.
Let me tell you something. There is more knowledge today in the world, but they're not smarter people in the world than what used to be. Okay? Even Lahavdon the Goyishu world, the old astronomers, the old mathematicians, these people were super brilliant. Brilliant. So once they're now, we have more knowledge because our knowledge is being built on their knowledge, which is built on, you know, on that knowledge and everything else. So we know more today, but we're not smarter. We're infinitely stupider.
I can't fathom how they made the Chodesh, the how to make the.
Okay, anyway.
I love that for college.